You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Us. All right. Some alarming news. Now, I don't know officially, but whenever you hear Petey Pablo, it means we're introducing our friend Nikki Javala from the Washington Post.
Who am I?
Yo, but John Walton texted out a photo of Tariq El-Bashir holding a towel in advance of tonight's game. And on the towel down here in Raleigh, it says, it gives you steps. It says, grab towel, raise up, spin it like a helicopter. Nikki, as the foremost Petey Pablo reporter we have on our program anyway, do you think Petey Pob is going to perform before Caps Canes game four?
I hope not. Like, how old is he now? Seriously, I hope he's not still performing. Oh, dear. I don't know.
Nikki, like, he's still performing.
He gets paid.
Hey, Dougie Fresh still performing.
Yeah. Sam. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a possibility. I was hoping North Carolina could do a little bit better.
I don't know that you could do much. Outside of bringing James Taylor in to sing I don't know.
Petey Pob
could be it.
Sure. J. Cole from Chicago, right?
No, yeah. He's from
North Carolina, Fayetteville.
Yeah.
But he claims Chicago.
No, his first album was like, I'm a Kid from Fayetteville.
J. Cole.
Yeah.
Yes. He's from Fayetteville.
Nah, bro. He's definitely from North Carolina.
I'm just saying. I know you always talk about Chicago.
Greenville.
His whole album is, like, based on his...
No, because I think his father was a military guy, and he lived at Fort Bragg for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Regardless. All right, let's talk about where we were this weekend. Nikki and I got to hang out in Ashburn. It was beautiful weather.
Oh, it was great.
It was really, really pleasant.
Of course, like.
You can't take a lot. Yeah, you were supposed to be there, by the way, B. And then I
noticed
how nice it
was. I wasn't supposed to be anywhere.
You said, I'll see you tomorrow, bro.
I say, maybe.
people asked where you were, and I was like, I'd be shocked if he wasn't playing golf.
In my skin?
Nikki and I were there. I don't want to make any grand proclamations after a rookie minicamp. Did anything stand out to you, Nick?
I don't know. I read some headline where it said, like, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was, like, exploding in minicamp and he's altering the death chart or whatever. I'm like, yeah, no, there was no exploding.
People got it.
There was, like, individual warm-up type stuff. There wasn't even – I don't think there was even any live stuff, really. There was, like – I mean, they were running like, four verticals with Nathan Peterman throwing to him. I thought one, the size of Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, their seventh round running back. I mean, he's thick. Like he's a powerful dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting guy to me. Just his experience. I mean, everything he went through with the NCAA and eligibility issues, he kind of got screwed over in my opinion. And he's such a talented back too. So you could see just, you know, a little bit of his blocking ability, his speed, just his shiftiness. I think he could be good. Again, we're seeing like 40 minutes of these guys doing half speed warm up drills. I thought Josh Connerly, I mean, and again, in a little bit, you could see, I thought he looked good. I mean, you could see his quick first step. Maybe this is just me. I don't want to put this out there. He looked a little small to me to be a starting tackle. Maybe they put on a little weight, but he did kind of look a little small.
310.
I think the long arms, I think he'll add weight too. I mean, he's so young.
Yeah.
He's a kid. The frame is there to support more weight, in my opinion.
Yeah. He has a baby face for his big
totally,
as
dude. Oh, he looks I don't think he has to shave.
Yeah. I thought, honestly, one of the more interesting things was the fact that Zach Ertz was out there for the entire practice, which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, I don't know if he really put much thought behind it other than he was in there and working out with Cliff, and it was like, oh, I'll just go out here and hang with Adam Peters or whatever. But, you know, if you and I were talking about this, JP, if you're a rookie out there, like, that's got to be pretty cool to see, you know, one of the veterans, one of the top players in the league, guy with a ring, just watching your whole practice. So I respected that. Trey Amos, I mean, I thought him and Dan Quinn, I mean, they tried to kind of shut down any talk of the back issue. I don't know. I kind of wonder if there's more there, but he looked pretty good. It's hard to tell in these drills, but you could see him bend. His speed, you know, first step, he looked good. I know there was a lot of tension on Gabe Taylor, Sean Taylor's younger brother. You know, I give that kid a lot of credit. It's a lot of, I mean, he says he's not under any pressure. This is what he wants to do, and I hope for his sake he does make the practice squad or the roster. but that's a lot of pressure for him. Yeah. But he handles it really well.
Yeah. I was a lot of pressure to anybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I was impressed talking with him. I think he was handling everything right. You know, as far as an actual roster spot, it's pretty hard. He's not even a UDFA. He's a straight-up rookie tryout player. It's an incredible uphill climb. I'm not ruling anything out. But I think he handled it well, and it's a cool moment for him and the family to let him walk those halls as a player. You know, I think you're in the same boat as me that I don't want to make – I don't want to pretend to get a lot of insight out of rookie minicamp because you had what, 5 draft picks and then probably another 10 UDFAs and then 25 roughly tryout guys. Like of the 40 dudes, of the 40 dudes on the field, maybe 7 of them make the roster, something like that, between the practice squad and the active. But I was my encouragement on Jalen Lane ticked up a hair. He was the speed and the quickness seemed very real, and I watched him. Now, granted, they were just catching punts off the jugs, but it was clean. This is not what they've been trying to do for a couple of years is teach people to learn how to return punts and field punts. That dude knew it already, and that I found encouraging.
Yeah.
No, totally. I mean, he looked. I mean, the quickness was definitely evident in that. I mean, they only got a couple, like, attempts of fielding punts and everything, so I would have liked to see more, and I'm sure we will see more as camp goes on, as OTAs go on. But he could be a real asset to this team on both, like you said, both special teams and offense. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah. Some of the more interesting stuff. I loved your question to Dan Quinn, about Madrid. Were you surprised when he replied in Spanish?
No. So that might have been teed up. I might have gotten a text. Hey, you should probably ask about.
I wondered
like
if there
I've
had been a text.
I've been trying to get this. I mean. I'll say it this way. It's very likely they're going to Madrid. So, I've been texting everybody just to try to get something. But so I might have gotten a text in the morning and say, hey, you should probably ask him about it. So very clearly he was working on Google Translate that morning. So, yeah. So I love the pause. Like, oh, my God, wait, what is it again? And, yeah. So,
it was a very funny moment. If folks missed it, Nikki asked Dan Quinn about the possibility of going to Madrid, and DQ like kind of looked around and then said no comment in Spanish. I wondered if if I had access to a certain PR professional's phone in that moment, if Google Translate would have been up with seeing Commentario on the screen.
Right?
Yeah.
It was well played.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, there is clearly a level of confidence and excitement surrounding this Washington team going into year two of this group that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
It feels contagious. Did you notice that at all?
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, look at their offseason. I mean, in the span of, like, really 13 months, well, 14, 15 months, whatever, starting from January when they hired Adam Peters, they bring in Quinn, and then just how the season unfolded, and now the offseason. I mean, they get done a deal, sort of done, waiting on approval, that people had been hoping for decades. Then they get a draft. Then it's, you know, very likely going international for the first time in 9 years. I mean, it's just, they've only gone to the NFC Championship game. I don't mean to, like, undersell that, but when you think of a team returning to relevance or returning to sort of that marquee state that they were in before, you would expect them to, like, okay, they've won a Super Bowl. They've really showed themselves. But this team feels like it's back just in reputation and luster alone. Like, people, they're appointment viewing now. People want to see them. Yep. And they're fun. There's reason to watch. It's not, you know, I think they're really interesting. I just think for the longest time, and, you know, I've only been covering the team since 2020, so I feel bad even saying that compared to what others have been through with this team. But whenever there was a good moment, it was always fleeting, so you couldn't fully enjoy it. But now there's, you know, and I mean, it's just skyrocketing. You think about the things that are coming in the future for not just the team, but DC. It's remarkable.
It is, and I think the whole thing is just about people knew what they had front office and above that before.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what's in the front office and the ownership area, those people seem to give a damn about this team and not just about winning off the field.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you can see the league is going above and beyond to bring Washington back. The league knows how important the D.C. market is.
Totally.
You know, Roger Goodell doesn't go to stadium announcements. I mean, because there's a ton of them. He doesn't go to them. You know, he's not like, in an Oval Office with Donald Trump. He's not openly negotiating. I mean, he does make a lot of calls to city officials, but this is next level. I mean, yes, he's from here, but he and the owners understand how valuable this market is.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend Nikki Jobvala from the Washington Post via the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nikki on X and Instagram at NICKIJHABVALA. B and I are going to talk about this a little later, and I want to play a clip. There's, like, not to suggest there's not any, you know, negative things surrounding this team, but the one thing that I think seems pretty unfair that, to me, it seems like a lot of just kind of haters, is the discourse surrounding, like, Jaden and his relationship with his mom. His mom, Regina, did an appearance on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of said, like, of course he can go on dates. Like, I just want the best for my son. And a lot of that stems from, like, a fairly silly documentary back when he was in college and blah, blah, blah. Do you feel like people, like, Jaden has reached a spot where the haters are coming and they're just looking for something to bust his balls about?
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, I feel like people have way too much time on their hands on the internet, too.
Right.
And, like, you know, I could totally see how some of this stuff with, you know, him going to the USC games was totally misconstrued. You get 2 seconds of camera footage. You can turn it into anything you want, basically.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I personally, as a beat reporter, it's his relationship with his mother, what he does off the field, you know, as long as it doesn't affect what he does on the field, tend to stay away from it. It's his business, his life. I mean, why are people so concerned about his relationship?
Because they don't have a life themselves. I've looked at stuff.
I mean,
like
I find the whole Belichick Jordan Hudson thing fascinating, only because, like,
she's
why is everybody so fascinated by this? I don't want to know who Bill Belichick is dating, like, ever. But there's a clear fascination with all of this stuff, I guess.
I just think, like, it's a point in society where people always talk about how parenting should be, and then when parenting is that, then you don't want them to parent. I think it's just looked at totally different, because somebody put this example up today. Kris Jenner, with her kids, she's right there in everything they do. No matter if it's something you consider good or bad, she's right there with everything. No one says anything. But if a man doesn't care that his mama's around, one finger salute to all the people that seem to care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you listen to her, when she breaks it down, she does way more than just hang out with him. You know what I'm saying? With her own job on top of that.
Yeah. She got certified with the NFLPA to become an agent.
Right.
So you can put two and two together there. But, like, I'm going to get so much flack for saying this, and I don't mean to make this a man-woman thing, but I do think sometimes it just gets over-embellished on one side. I mean, and Chase Young's dad was everywhere. Chase Young's dad was there posing in photos while he was signing with the Saints. I'm like, nobody cared then, you know? Like, some of it is just kind of, what are we doing?
That's a good point. And maybe something that, like, I probably didn't think of. Like, if Jaden's pop was around all the time, I don't think people would say nearly the same kind of crazy stuff that gets said. Last thing for me, Nick. We're talking with Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. You can read all her work at WashingtonPost.com. Give her a follow at Nikki Jabala. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Obviously, the big news this week is going to be the NFL schedule. We're all pretty certain about a trip to Spain. Clearly, the Commanders aren't going to open against the Eagles or the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Cowboys. Do you have any NFL schedule predictions for the Burgundy and Gold?
I thought they might open against the Eagles. That seemed like a layup to me, just from the NFC Championship. I mean, of course, division rivals too, but after they split the series last year, but Jerry Jones won that one. How should they? Like, I honestly don't have any good ones. I'm so lame. No. I honestly have no idea who they're going to open against.
When you were covering the Broncos, I think you told me this. Did the Broncos get scheduled on Christmas and Thanksgiving one year?
I believe they did. I'm trying to think fast. I genuinely remember being in Kansas City during a freezing cold downpour on Christmas. And I want to say they got Thanksgiving, but yeah. It's very possible. I mean, but that was when they had Peyton and they were at the top and blah, blah, blah.
Right. I think Washington might be at the top as far as NFL team.
I know. I'd be okay with Thanksgiving. Can we keep Christmas, please?
Yeah. Little Jules running around. You don't want to be in Kansas City on Christmas. I get it.
Or at least just not like a West Coast trip on Christmas. That would be awesome. Or somewhere we could get stuck on Christmas.
Dude, remember we were in San Francisco on Christmas Eve, whenever that was, 2-3 years ago?
Oh, yeah, and the floods. Yeah.
That was
crazy. Atmospheric rivers, yeah.
All right, we got a break.
All right, Nikki, take care.
Thank you for the time, Nikki. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
All right.
We're going to Ashburn for the remainder of this hour. I want to talk about this Jaden Daniels situation, and we got Gabe Taylor audio that I want to play. Just an impressive young man, regardless what happens with his roster spot. Nobody go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm down in Raleigh in advance of Caps Game 4 tonight against the Canes. Really, really could use a win.
Definitely.
I'm going to make Landfill jealous. I just ran downstairs. Shout out to the residents in Crabtree Valley where I'm staying. Kind of a nice little hotel. Residence Inn, you get some space, kind of cheap. Shout out to NBC4. I'm taking it easy on the expense account. I did, however, just get a cheer wine, B. Look at that. The Carolinas. You never had cheer wine?
Mm-mm.
I know you're not a big soda guy, but cheer wine is banging. It's like Cherry Coke's older brother with a PhD. Like, it's just, it's really good. I don't know how good of an explanation that was, but Landy, I want to audible here, Landini, just because I think the Jaden conversation might need a little more time, so I want to do that here while we have it. Regina Jackson is Jaden Daniels' mom, obviously, and a lot has been made about their relationship, and she went on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark for a Mother's Day special, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I recommend hearing, listening to the whole thing, watching, however you consume that. It's on YouTube, obviously. I think a lot of the discourse surrounding Jaden's relationship with his mom is pretty misguided and unfortunate. Landy, can we play Regina talking about her and Jaden to Ryan Clark when you have it, sir? Okay. A lot of this stemmed from Jaden was shown courtside at a, I don't even know what
SEC.
The game.
It was at USC.
It was at USC, and then he was sitting next to Juju Watkins, and then his mom, like, sat between them. And it was like 30 seconds of footage and just so incredibly stupid.
Those pictures those times when they showed it was so, it wasn't like right in sequence. So it was probably later on.
Right.
It could have been before. You never know when this stuff came out.
Totally. And I just think it's just unfair and stupid. And so the girls thing that has become this meme when Regina. So it was an LSU documentary, and she said, "Like,
is that what she was concerned about?"
So, B, I legit wanted to ask you this because you once were a star quarterback at a college in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
What was your mom's biggest concern?
My mom was worried about that too, and about people trying to hook you. And my older sisters were exactly the same too. My sisters were probably more like Jaden's mom.
Let's hear from Regina, and then we'll react.
I listened to you talk about the things you've done for yourself, but also the way you look at parenting. It just sounds like being a good mama to me. But when things become public and you let the outside world start to pick it apart, they're going to be able to critique it and break it down and do whatever they want with it. You know, you were very honest about protecting him. You said predators, also protecting him from women who can be predators. And we've seen that
very much
all through sports. We see it after their careers. We see it in business. Being the good woman you are, also raising a daughter, why have you been so diligent about protecting Jaden from the wrong woman?
So, first and foremost, you know, I have a meme out there, and it's funny. So I can't laugh. I can only laugh about it. But the whole girl's comment was made, first of all, 2 years when he was at LSU. It was a question asked, like, what is your biggest fear? And that should be every parent's biggest fear. That should be, if you're a star athlete and you're a female at WNBA, that should be your biggest fear is, you know, the men or, you know, the women, because you're a public figure. And, you know, your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. And our thing is like, I want Jaden to date. I don't want everybody to say I'm putting it on record. My son can date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because, you know, when my kids were little, I did a lot for them. So, and my kids saw that. My father, my background, I worked too hard to allow anybody at any moment to come in and just, you know, take it away. So I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but my son is 24 and he does have to go through things and he has to learn on his own. And, you know, he's a great kid and I'm thankful for him. He's, you know, not like some of these other guys. You know, he's really to himself. He's a homebody. He just loves sports. Like, he really is. So I'm trying to work on his afterlife after sports, because at some point it does end. And I don't want him to just be like, now what do I do? So I want to keep him involved in the world and, you know, have opened up a lot of doors. Like, I'm in charge of his foundations. You know, we're trying to build facilities and, you know, back in his hometown that are going to help the youth and things like that. So that's what I'm in charge of, on top of his everyday business dealings. And, you know, like I said, dealing with creative teams. I'm dealing with the creative side. I'm doing the storybooks and how we're positioning him and, you know, all this other stuff. So it's not just about you guys seeing me out and thinking we're just like hanging, party.
Hold up. Limitless. All right. I love how that ended right there.
I love it.
You were a star quarterback in Louisiana that came into the NFL, and so much of this stems from that LSU documentary.
Yep.
I'm just curious your reaction to all of it, man.
Well, I've been baffled by it the whole time because I've had conversations with his mom, and I understand what she's doing. And this is the thing that annoys me. People think that the athlete being around the bad guy is a problem. But there are some women that's not straight, dainty, and up front in what they're trying to do. They're as slick as some of these damn guys out there. And you think parents aren't telling some women, or some mothers aren't telling their daughters to get that one? You hear what I'm saying? And just like I mentioned Chris Jenner earlier, hell, we see that whole life, how they went, how everything went. Mama was like, look, get with him and put this sex tape out. She's not doing that. You know, and nobody really knocked that. But it's amazing to me, and I say this, and I have no problem, because I feel that things need to be discussed to get to the bottom of it. It's always when it's the African-American parent that's trying to be in their kid's life, they get scrutinized for it. Peyton Manning did exactly what Deion Sanders did. Nobody said, Archie Manning. Yeah. Nobody said anything about it. But then when you see other people roll along, But we have also seen a lot of the other side, they destroyed their kids' lives. But right now, all she's trying to do is be a guide for him. Because you know what Jaden really wants to do? Play football. And if who does he trust the most? His mama. And I'll be honest with you. When we start talking about girls and guys, hell, businesses, CPAs, lawyers, you got to be cognizant of all that. Because once you get to a level of money, you don't know who you truly can trust. I've seen it happen too many times to people.
I mean, I don't want to bring stuff up, but, like, you're talking businesses, women. Like, it's not that hard to look around pro sports at folks who have been misled.
But Mark Brunell. Everybody can see exactly what's going on.
Mark Brunell went bankrupt.
Hell yeah.
In a land deal down in Florida. I mean.
His preacher.
Dude.
Let's be real about it.
I remember. I mean, Kirk, who I know and like, I really like Kirk's dad. They were at every game. Mm-hmm. Like, some of this isn't that abnormal.
What it is, Jay? Social media has allowed people to put their nose where the hell they should not. You know what I mean? That's it. Like, you think you have a right to dip your nose in people's business because you see something or they share something. And what John has told me, what John Thompson used to always say, people try to judge you by sound clips of your life. That's exactly what they're doing with his mom. That's exactly what they're doing with most athletes that they try to criticize and scrutinize. You don't know what the hell they go through. All you know is they play football, they make money, and you want to be a part of it. Like I told you before, I should be in clubs and I'll meet a guy walking in the club, and now he running around the club talking about his boy, B. Mitch. No, I'm not your boy. I just met you, and I don't want you saying your boy. Because if you do something wrong, after you've been telling everybody I was your boy, it comes on me. See what I'm saying?
So I'm a zero compared to this conversation. People do that to me. People come up to me like, oh, I met your buddy. Be like, I don't know that dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
–
But
people know – they know exactly that what she is trying to say, what she's trying to do, but nobody want to give credence to it. Because you know who doesn't want to give credence? The vultures and the ladies that are really like that. I watched this one chick talking about, oh, man, she got a bet. No. She watching out. She's talking about you. See, one thing about it, like that, a little saying in Louisiana, a scalded dog will holler. Okay? So when someone says something, if it's not you, you don't get affected by it. But when it is you, you are damn well affected. So all these young ladies that are getting upset at that story, that hot water just hit your ass. So you're scalded. And all the dudes and the businesses, they're talking about you too. If you're not trying to do something conniving, it doesn't affect you at all.
Right. And Jaden is just so laid back and easygoing. Like, when she says he's a homebody, it's because he is. He's doing his virtual reality. Like, here, what I really don't get is, I think there's a ton of misconceptions, right? Like, Jaden's dad is around, too. He's just not, like, front and center type person. I think there's some real toxic bleep out there related to this situation. And then I think it's a lot of just, like, the internet getting its jokes off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're involved in it, the jokes like hurt you.
Yeah.
But like let's boil this all the way down. You have a really gifted, talented young person. And it doesn't matter athlete, whatever it is, right? He could be a computer programmer. Like you have a prodigy in his craft that is devoted to it and just likes to be around his family, and he's got a strong relationship with his family. And we're worried about that. Yeah. With all the stuff going on this planet, we're worried about that.
That has become a negative. When, listen, bro, we can look at all aspects of society right now, and people have their family working with them in some capacity. And in this situation, someone is mad because this mom is working with her son and doing all the right things in that capacity. Give me a damn. And listen, she's qualified. Have people working right now. We see them on TV every damn day. They are not qualified. And nobody says a damn thing about it. So just mind your own damn business.
Totally, man. When we come back, you're going to hear from Gabe Taylor, Sean Taylor's younger brother, who took part in Commander's Rookie Mini Camp. Gabe Taylor was very cool. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I lick your boom boom down. I still have no idea what this guy's saying. The song's probably 35 years old. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live down in Raleigh, North Carolina, in advance of Caps Canes game 4 tonight. Big story this weekend was Gabe Taylor being at Commander's rookie mini camp. He's quick. I watched him. I mean, he has some real speed. He's very much undersized to play in the NFL as a DB. But the best part about rookie minicamp is everybody gets a chance to impress coaches. I was impressed by Gabe Taylor's understanding of kind of his role and what it all means for Commanders fans. Here is Gabe Taylor speaking after practice on Saturday.
It's awesome, man. Just, you know, doing 1 year of high school football and translating to college 4 years and coming here. I couldn't ask nothing better. And I just thank God for the opportunity he gave me. And hopefully I'll show the team that I can come in and, you know, contribute any way I can if possible.
What was it like putting on the burgundy and gold like your brother wore?
I had to take a moment, take a deep breath when I just looked at the helmet. And, you know, I've been, you know, just watching the Redskins, Commanders all my life. And just, you know, I could have went somewhere else, but I chose here for a reason. And, you know, hopefully I get to put it on again and continue forward with them.
Knowing he walked here, do you kind of feel a different sense walking around here? He was in these same halls, same locker rooms?
No, sir. I take it one day at a time. I don't care what people, the critics say about my height and they want to compare me to him, but it doesn't even matter. The only goal I have with this team is the last team standing and to win a championship if they get me here.
Okay, we know what this meant to yourself. What did it mean to your family to have this opportunity?
It meant everything. You know, my dad was like, I want to go to Commanders. I want to go to Commanders so bad. And so, you know, I really wanted to come here too. And I was thinking about it, I took like a couple days after. That's why I didn't say nothing after the draft. And I really just wanted to pray on it, and I think I made the right decision.
You've been out here on the field now. What's your biggest takeaway from day two on this field?
Just communication. You know, the only way the defense can work is communication, and you got to know the playbook. And so just having time with these guys, trial guys, and see how they want to go with the game and how they approach the game is really awesome to me. and I like this team effort, and so I just love being out there.
What kind of memories do you have from when you were here, when you were a little kid, or maybe watching your brother from afar, and knowing that you have those, what's it like today thinking back to those?
The upgrade of the facility, for sure, that's one thing. But just coming through these doors, man, just like all the memories, and then they got the 21 jersey on the wall in the equipment room, and then you just see my brother's name, man, you know. Something I feel like I got to do and to represent him. So best way I can possible to do that.
What would you tell your brother if he was here?
Excuse me?
What would you tell your brother if he was here watching you?
I know you're damn proud of me. I know you're damn proud of me. You know, all the pressure on my back that I don't feel like people think I feel. Like, I don't really care, but I like to see the comments, you know? I'm the type of person that thrives on critics. You know, I'd rather be critic than all the positivity because, you know, I got to get better. So I just love to see all the critics, you know? I'm very versatile, you know. I'm not scared to put my hand in when I'm in a box. I can guard in the slot. I can play zone. You know, whatever I can, like I said, I'm very versatile. You can go watch the film. It speaks for itself.
That was Gabe Taylor, Sean Taylor's younger brother, at rookie minicamp. Yep. I think he's a really smart kid.
I had a few conversations with him, and he's always been like that little kid who you can tell he understands what society is going to put on him, but he has an internal drive inside of him that makes him want to just give it his all. You know, I'm going to give it my best. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But he's not going to shy away from it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Impressive young man. Whether or not he's on the roster, it doesn't change it. He's an impressive young man and part of an impressive family and clearly something that matters a lot to a lot of Burgundy and Gold fans. When we return, the Hall of Famer, David Aldridge, will join the program. We're going to talk everything. We're going to talk Caps. We're going to talk Commanders. But I got to ask DA what this draft lottery means for the Washington Wizards. Draft lottery is tonight. Nobody go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.